You are now listening to the worship podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Our scripture reading for today is Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 28 to 36. I am reading from the Jerusalem Bible. Now about 8 days after this had been said, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up the mountain to pray. As he prayed, the aspect of his face has changed, and his clothing became brilliant as lightning. Suddenly, there were two men there talking to him. They were Moses and Elijah, appearing in glory. And they were speaking of his passing, which he was to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were heavy with sleep, but they kept awake and saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As these were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is wonderful for us to be here. So let us make 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. As he spoke, a cloud came and covered them with shadow. And when they went into the cloud, the disciples were afraid. And a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, the chosen one. Listen to him." And after the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. The disciples kept silence and at that time told no one what they had seen. In these human words, God's word is heard. So last week's preaching was about the story of the temptation of Jesus. And the temptation of Jesus, what I preached was that when Jesus was tempted, he did not only face the devil, he also had to face himself. Hindi lang niya hinarap ang demonyo, mas importanteng hinarap niya ang kanyang sarili at ang mga bagay sa kanyang sarili na pwedeng posibleng mag-prevent sa kanya na mag-serve. Kasi ang sabi ko doon, walang pwedeng ipanukso sa iyo ang demonyo na wala na hindi nasa sa iyo mismo. And sometimes the devil, or oftentimes the devil, will tempt you of what is already good in you. Even the good thing can be twisted sa loob mo. So, to face the devil is also to face your inner demons. To face that which can be twisted sa iyo at which can be used for you to be bad. No? At sabi ko din last week, sometimes, kung iisipin nyo, all of the evil people known in history, Hitler, the emperor of Rome, the pharaoh of Egypt, Napoleon Bonaparte, many of the most evil people, tyrants in history, are people who were able to do that because they believed they were doing what is good for others. And some actually did what they did in the name of God. So yan ang lesson last week. Now today is second Sunday of Lent. Narinig natin yung transfiguration ni Jesus. No, ito yung moment na si Jesus daw ay nagbagong anyo. Traditionally sa Mount Tabor. Kasama niya si Juan, si Pedro, James at si Santiago. James, Peter, and John. Kasama niya. Nagbago yung kanyang anyo at biglang in-interview siya ni Moses at ni Elijah. Hindi nakikinig. So, ni Elijah. So paano niyo na-imagine ang kwentong to? Pag binabasa to, at common na kwento to ha, Catholic, Protestant, common to na palaging pinipreach every year. Ano na-imagine niyo sa kwentong ito? Pag binivisualize niyo siya. Ano imagine niyo? Ano na imagine? Paano niyo na-imagine ang eksenang to? Boyabundas bottom line. Paano niyo ito na-imagine? Weird. Weird siya. Sabi weird siya. Nagbagong anew si Jesus. So kung dati, kung last week, tinanong ko anong magiging itsura ng demonyo kung hinarap niya kayo, o ano naman itsura ni Jesus dito in that story of transfiguration? Fabulous. Fabulous. Brad Pitt din ba? Mas guwapo pa si Jesus. So usually this is what you... Wala talaga gusto sumagot, no? Ayoko sa akin manggaling eh. Pero normally, the imagination, at pag na-imagine natin si Jesus, ang palagi nating na-imagine, kahit hindi sa kwentong ito, na-imagine natin siya as this figure all throughout the story ng kanyang buhay. Na para bang si Jesus ay kinula sa Zone Rocks at sa tide. No? Puting-puti. Diba ganyan na-imagine nyo? Kahit ipapako na siya sa krus, ang na-imagine na maraming tao, puting-puti at malinis na malinis si Jesus. Prior to the Passion of the Christ, the movie Passion of Christ, even the older movies about Jesus, ang linis pa rin ni Jesus. Ganyan na-imagine nyo, no? Na parang ang puti-puti niya at nag-glow si Jesus. Ganyan. At ganyan palagi siya kasi na-present. No? Sa mga paintings, sa mga palabas, so, ganyan siya na-present. That's how we imagine Jesus. And particularly in the Transfiguration story, nagniningning siya. So, my question is, so, dun sa story, andun si Jesus, andun si Moses, andun si Elijah. Although, nagtataka ako, paano nila nalaman si Moses at si Elijah yon? Hindi naman nagpakilala. So, but sabi doon, andun si Moses, andun si Elijah, andun si Jesus, andun si Pedro, Santiago, at Juan. So, who do you identify in the story? Kung isa ka doon sa mga yon, sino ka kaya doon? Stories are only effective if the people are able to identify themselves with the story. Epektibo lamang ang kwento kung nakikita natin ang sarili natin dun sa kwento. If we are able to identify with the story. It's different characters. Or if the story tells us about human condition. No? Realidad ng buhay ng tao. So how do you identify with the story? Paano nyo nakikita ang sarili nyo sa kwento ng Transfiguration? Ikaw kaya si Jesus na nagniningning? Puting-puti, dalisay, kumukuti-kutita? Or ikaw kaya yung isa sa mga nag-i-interview, si Moses o si Elijah? O baka naman back up ka lang, si Santiago at si Juan, walang speaking lines. Walang dialogue. Or ikaw si Pedro, supporting actor. Sino ka doon? So traditionally, if most often this story has been interpreted or preached, no? Preached in the Catholic Church or in the Protestant churches that the story is about Jesus. Siyempre, siya naman yung na talaga nasa center stage, no? At usually, pinipreach siya na dapat para kang si Jesus na mag-transfigure. Dapat para tayong si Jesus na magbabagong buhay, magbabagong anyo. Ang traditional na interpretasyon nito ay kung paano ang ating mga makasalanang buhay, our sinful lives, must be changed so that we can be transfigured like Jesus. In some circles, in some interpretations, kasama yung baptism of Jesus, this has been, itong storying to, has been used to justify Christian supremacy and triumphalism, na Kristyanismo lamang ang daan sa kaligtasan. So ginagamit tong kwentong to para patunayan at i-justify na Kristyanismo lamang ang daan sa kaligtasan because of that part where it says, there was a voice. Now, there was a voice in the cloud that said, this is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. So ginagamit yun ng mga conservative and traditionalist to justify Christian supremacy. And that the reason for that is because of the method of interpretation that has been used perpetually by many churches. When many churches and pastors or priests only look at the particular story nang hindi tinitignan yung ano ba yung nangyari before at ano yung nangyari after. No? Traditional interpreters would kukuha sila ng isang verse pero hindi nila tinitignan ano ba yung previous verse, ano yung verse, versikulo after. No? Kaya madalas nagiging out of context. No? So we have to look at what happened before the story of transfiguration and what happened after the story of transfiguration in the version of Luke. So before this glorious story, before the transfiguration story, yung nangyari before that was nagpakain si Jesus ng ilang tao? 5,000. Nagpakain ng 5,000 si Jesus. At usually, Bible scholar said, it was that time where Jesus also delivered the Sermon on the Mount. So hindi lang siya nagpakain, miraculously nagpakain ng 5,000, nagturo din siya. No? Nag-sermon din siya. Yung sermon na, blessed are the poor, blessed are the peacemakers. Pagkatapos noon, kasama ang sermon noon na, love your enemies, do not judge others, do not condemn others, so that you will not be judged and you will not be condemned. So nagturo siya after niya magpakain. And then after that, sabi doon ay siya ay namahinga dahil si Jesus po ay tao din at napapagod. Nagpahinga siya, after niya magpahinga, lumapit sa kanya yung kanyang inner circle, the 12, the apostles. And then, nung paglapit sa kanya, tinanong niya yung kanyang mga tagasunod. Who am I to the people? Parang ganon. What do people say na sino ako? No, yun yung question niya. Who do people say that I am? Tanong niya sa mga apostoles niya. So sabi nila, well, some say, yung iba po sinasabi, ikaw ang isa sa mga propeta. Yung iba sabi, ikaw daw si Juan Bautista na nabuhay na mamuli. O some, yung iba naman sabi, kayo po ay si Elijah. At ito na yung famous na, kayo. Sabi niya, kayo, ano ang tingin nyo sa akin? At sumagot si Pedro, si Saint Peter, sumagot siya, kayo po ang Mesiyas, kayo ang anak ng Diyos. Okay? Sa version ni Luke, sa version ni Matthew, andun yung sinasabi na, I call you Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Pero sa version ni Luke, wala yung part na yon. Wala yung part na yon. So yun yung nangyari before. And then after niya i-confirm na siya ang Mesiyas, sinabi ni Jesus na ako ay mamamata, ako ay itatakwil ng leader ng ating ng mga leader ng ating bayan at ako ay papatayin. So sinabi niya yun sa kanila. So this must have been a great shock. Isang malaking shock yon sa Jewish ears, no? That they were Jewish. To the Jewish ears of the followers of Jesus. Nung bigla nilang narinig na siya, una natuwa sila kasi kinonfirm niya na siya ang Mesiyas. And then suddenly, after niya sabihin siya ang Mesiyas, bigla niya sinabing, ako ay itatakwil at mamamatay. That might have been a great shock to his followers. They would have been dumbfounded. At hindi sila, marahil hindi sila naka-imit. At itatanong nila sa kanilang sarili, hindi ba ito yung Mesiyas na nagpakain ng 5,000 just a few days ago? Hindi ba't kinonfirm niya na just a few seconds ago na siya nga ang Mesiyas? Siya ang ating hinihintay na tagapagligtas na palalayain tayo mula sa mga Romano, from our Roman occupiers and oppressors. Bakit niya sinasabing papatayin siya kung siya ang Mesiyas? Are we not following him? Hindi ba tayo sumusunod sa kanya sa isang napaka-glorious na liberation where the nation of Israel will be re-established, will be independent again? Hindi ba pagdating nung araw na yon, pipiliin niya sino sa atin ang magiging kanang kamay at kaliwang kamay niya? Bakit niya sinasabing ngayon na siya ay itatakwil at mamamatay? Paano siya naging Mesiyas kung ganun? So they most likely they could not believe what Jesus was saying. And most likely, days after, yan ang kanilang pinag-uusapan. At sila ay nagmumuni-muni. Baka naman, symbolic lang ang kanyang sinasabi. Yung iba naman, pwedeng sabi, eh Diyos ko, wala naman palang kwenta itong ating pagsunod sa kanya. Some might have already thinking, even as early as that, to abandon Jesus. Tapos, iniwan pa niya sila kasi nga nagpunta ng mountain. Ito na yung transfiguration. At sinama niya tatlo lang. Si Pedro, Santiago, at Juan. So, sa malamang, mas lalo silang nagchismisan. Dahil wala yung pastor. Hindi na ganyan sa simbahan. Pag wala yung pastor, wala si Father. Ano eh, siya ang topic. So, lalo silang nag-usap-usap. At marahil, mismong si Juan, Pedro, at Santiago, nung sila'y papunta sa, kasama si Jesus papunta sa bundok, ay nag-uusap din. Or, yun yung naglalaro sa isip nila. Ano ba itong sinasabi ng leader natin na mamamatay siya, pero siya ang Mesiyas? And then all of a sudden, when they were in Mount Tabor, according to tradition, when Jesus was praying, dadasal si Jesus, suddenly nagningning at nagbago ang kanyang muka. And suddenly umapear ang dalawang backup dancers. Na inassume nila na si Moses at si Elijah appearing also in their glory. So naka-sequence kaya ito? Naka-sequence kaya si Elijah at si Moses? So you can just imagine, and there were sabi doon, merong clouds, so may smoke, parang merong, anong tawag dyan, smoke sa stage? Smoke machine, no? May pa-smoke machine si Jesus, may dalawang backup dancer, there were smoke, dazzling lights. So parang ma-imagine mo kung international ito, parang si Aretha Franklin with Mariah Carey and Beyonce. Or kung local naman, parang si Regine Velasquez with Sarah G. and Angeline Quinto. Chuwari-wari up, magko-concert. With the lights and the smokes and the glitters and everything. And then suddenly, sa kwentong yon, dahil amazed na amazed sila, lalo na si Pedro, si Pedro, ano talaga eh, ano yan eh, pabida yan eh, pabibo yan eh. Bigla niyang sinabi out of his amazement, Panginoon, it is napakabuti na naririto kami. In short, kung iko-contextualize ko today, wow, Lord, ang bongga-bongga naman. We are privileged to be here. No? Dito na lang tayo. Kami ay magtatayo ng tatlong tent. Isa para sa inyo, isa para kay Moses, at isa para kay Elijah. No, hindi pinansin yung sinabi ni ano. Tapos bigla na lang nagsara ang ulap. Natakpan na si Jesus at yung mga chuwari-wari-wap. Change set. Si Moses at si Elijah. And then a voice, may voice over from the backstage. No, may voice over. This is, no, imagine yung boses ni Jesus, di ba? Ay, ni si Big Brother nagsalita. This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. So biglang may ganung boses, no? So such glorious moments, feeling of unexplainable joy, isang sorpresa na nagdulot sa iyo ng napakatinding kaligayahan na ayaw mo nang mawala. Ayaw mo nang tumigil. Isang eksperyensyang ayaw mong tumigil. It is as if it is a piece of heaven. If only we can remain in that moment where there are no problems, no fears, no doubts, no walang sorrow, walang pain. And as if all problems no longer exist. Naalala mo ba ang unang beses na nag-date kayo o nag-keme kayo ng first love mo? Yung talagang first love mo, ha? Yung talagang kilig na kilig ka na para ka talagang nasa lahat. Na para bang lahat ng problema ay nawala, na ayaw mo nang tumigil ang moment na yon. If we can only stay at this moment. We want to stay and remain at the mountaintop forever. Knowing where the journey will lead us, we want to stay on the mountaintop, and hold on to the experience and the vision of heaven. Meron bang ganitong mga sitwasyon sa inyong buhay? Are there such moments or persons in your life, past or present? Or meron din bang mga sitwasyon sa inyong buhay na kayo naman yung heaven ng other person? Na ayaw na kayong pakawalan? Diba? Are there persons in your life who wanted to keep you and to keep the experience with you, not wanting you to leave, not wanting you to go to the places that they feel will, mga lugar at mga desisyon nyo na feeling nila ay makakasama sa inyo. Nung ako ay, so sa experience ko, nanay ko yan. No, I did experience that twice akong pre-event, yung iba alam na to, twice akong pre-event ng nanay ko na maging pare. Yes, nag-try po akong pumasok sa Catholic Church, sa magpare sa Catholic Church, pero pre-event ako ng nanay ko to go there. And even nung ako'y papasok na sa seminaryo, para nga magpastor dito, nag-away kami. Dahil Maganda ang trabaho ko noon. Maganda ang sweldo ko noon. Kailan ba yan? 2014. And I was earning 37,000 net a month. Hindi pa kasama ang quarterly bonus at transpo allowance. 37,000 when I left my work. So definitely my mom did not want me to leave Mount Tabor. Sa seminaryo din. The seminary, UTS, is one kind of Mount Tabor. Meron kaming isang kaklase na, hindi ko pa pangalanan, pero yung asawa niya, so nagpumasok, mag-seminaryo kasi magpapastor. Nung gagraduate na ang kanyang asawa, siya namang, yung babae naman ang pumasok para mag-seminaryo at magpastor. Nung graduate na siya, nag-iisip naman isa sa kanila mag-masters in theology. Ayaw nilang umalis sa seminaryo. Kasi masaya, maganda ang buhay sa seminaryo. Masaya ang buhay sa seminaryo, no? And that is one of the Mount Tabors na oftentimes magkakaroon ka ng feeling na ayaw mong lisanin. So certain times of our lives, we are probably like Jesus. People look up to us, depend on us, love us so much. Mahal na mahal tayo. That they will prevent us from what they imagine to be a wrong path. From coming down from the mountain. On the other hand, this is what Peter and probably James and John wanted also, to stay there in heaven. Sometimes we are Peter, James and John. We want to remain in heaven. And this is common among all of us. We want to remain in heaven. At pag tinignan nyo ang majority ng mga Kristiyano at Kristiyanong simbahan, they are so preoccupied with going to heaven. Diba? Gusto nilang pumunta sa langit. Andiyan ang preoccupation nila. When in fact, if you really read the Bible and pray every day, God is not in heaven. God has always been, if you read scriptures, always wanted to be here with us, with humanity. God wants to stay with us on earth. Wants to go down the mountain. We want to build tents and to stay on mountaintops. We could not let go of the glitz and the glamour of the stage. We don't want the show to end. At minsan tayo mismo, we don't want to leave the stage. As the song goes, it is never enough. Okay naman yan, yung mga heaven moments na yan. Sometimes, certain success, victories, friends, lovers, certain situations, okay naman yan. But sometimes, oftentimes, we misunderstood them to be the destination. Gets natin? May mga success moments tayo. May mga happy moments tayo. Na akala natin yun na yung ating destination. Or already our end goal. But the truth is, they are not the destination itself. They are just moments that help us to carry on and to journey further. Such moments are gifts to us. Such moments are an expression of God's presence, affirming God's affirmation and faithfulness in our lives and in our struggles. Our destination, ang talagang destination natin, kung ikaw ay follower ni Jesus, is the cross. Yes po. Cross ang destinasyon ng taong ating, ng Diyos na ating sinusundan. and every hardship, rejection, and confrontation in between Mount Tabor and Mount Golgotha. Our destination is the mountain of bleeding men and of skulls, a mountain of crosses with the stench of death, ang amoy ng kamatayan. And when we come to the cross, the journey will begin again. When we reach the destination of the cross, the journey will begin again. The path is open, and we are raised to a whole new different path, a whole new different life. After the transfiguration story, ang sumunod na nangyari ay ang kwento ng pagpapagaling ni Jesus sa isang nasasapiang batang lalaki. If Jesus and his three most trusted friends remained on the mountain, would the boy ever be saved? Would any of us be ever saved if Jesus never left the mountain? Would the resurrection, another glory moment, another diva moment, would it ever have happened if Jesus remained in the mountain? If Jesus remained at the mountain with his friends, enjoying themselves like gods in Olympus, did you not know that even the gods of Olympus in Greek mythology had to come down from Olympus, for good or for worse, they had to come down in order to experience life? We have to let go and to move on. Sometimes letting go is not just about letting go of the bad stuff or the bad people. Sometimes letting go also means letting go of the good stuff. In order for us to encounter God in the many others who are below the mountain. The same can be said of our beloved Choi. We have to let go and move on. Napakarami ang nagmamahal kay Choi. Marami ang humahanga sa kanya, sa kanyang buhay, sa kanyang mga struggles, at sa kanyang advocacy at pagsiservisyo sa iba. At kaya nga nayanig ang PLHIV community because of that. Sa nakita nila at na-experience nilang pakikipagkaibigan at pagsisilbi ni Choi sa community. But we cannot get stuck with his death and with his memory. Ang gugustuhin ni Choi ay tayo'y bumaba sa mountain at patuloy na maglakbay so that we can meet other people who are possessed by hatred, possessed by social stigma, possessed by fear. Fear dahil sila ay LGBT, fear dahil sila ay PLHIV, fear kasi hindi sila matanggap ng kanilang kaibigan at kapamilya. We have to go down the mountain. He would want us to learn from Him, to carry the memory of the experience of heaven so that we can liberate many people who are still possessed. Glory moments are good. Transfiguration moments are good. People and situations that bring us much joy, mga sitwasyon at mga taong nagbibigay sa atin ng kaligayahan at ng pag-ibig ay mabuti at dapat pinangangalagaan. Ang mga bagay na iyon, mga sitwasyon at mga taong iyon ay nagpapatunay ng presensya ng Diyos at katapatan ng Diyos sa ating buhay. Pero hindi dapat tayo nakakahon sa ating mga glory moments. We must not let go. We must let go of them and leave them. We must journey towards Easter, passing through Good Friday. Mountaintops, traditionally, are places of rest and prayer. Places where many people from various ages and cultures, hindi lang Kristiyano, have experienced the divine or God in mountaintops. At may mga tao talaga nagstay doon. Diba? May mga ermitanyo at mga monghe, even today, no, sa Egypt. So, what are your mountaintops? Ano ang inyong mga kabundukan? What are your heavens and heavenly situations that prevent you to encounter people? Is it your current job? Ito ba iyong trabaho ngayon? Is it your former church? Or former theological beliefs that prevents you from recognizing God in other perspectives? Meron bang mga Pedro sa iyong buhay na ikaw ay pine-prevent na bumaba mula sa mountain at gumawa na lang ng tent? O baka naman ikaw yung Pedro na ayaw bumaba sa kabundukan. Sino ka sa kwentong ito? At willing ka bang bumaba sa iyong kabundukan, sa iyong tore, sa iyong mga palasyo? As a Christian who claims to follow Jesus, may we go down the mountains. As the follower of Jesus, we must leave heaven to follow and journey with Jesus to meet the people, those that are possessed, those who are sick, and those who are hungry. If we claim to be Christian and follow the crucified one, this must we do. We must go down the mountain. Amen.